Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
You demanded it. Today, you'll know how to turn your Android device into a spy cam. Hi, welcome to Know How. I'm Ayaz Akhtar, and this is the show where we give you a fun project you can do yourself. I say pretty much in every episode, if I can do it, you can do it. And in this particular episode, that is the case because I didn't know anything about this. You guys, since like I think episode like 3, have been writing in asking us to make an Android device into a spy cam. So the first thing I did was I asked you guys because I don't know what I was doing. So I went to Twitter and I asked you questions. Let's go to the know-it-alls. So we went to you guys on Twitter, and I posted on Twitter, said, ever turn your Android phone into a surveillance camera? And what app did you use? Had the hashtag TwitKH. Always looking for that. And one of the first guys who wrote us was Michael Tunge. He writes me a lot. He actually says he uses Ustream. It means if somebody steals the phone, I still have evidence on the Ustream site. A couple of people actually wrote him with that. I'm a little iffy on that, but the next person wrote in, Alex Ho, he says, use IP webcam and tiny cam monitor. And that's actually the two applications we're going to be using today. Ustream, a really good idea if you want to use that. But I want to use IP webcam because it's based in this application, not necessarily going off to somebody else's servers. But I'm sure it's equally valid. So go for that if you want to. So what you need for Android to make it into a webcam, you need something called IP webcam. It's a free application. It's incredibly powerful, and it runs on Android 1.6 and higher. So theoretically, if you've got a super old Android phone, you should be able to use this, although we've had certain issues with, I believe, the Galaxy Nexus. Didn't seem to work as well. I'll show you what that looks like after you install it. So if you install the application, if you need help installing the application, you need a lot more help than I can give you. Just install the application from the Play Store, and what you're greeted with is a huge amount of options here. We've got resolution, photo resolution, quality, orientation. So we're going to take the resolution a little down, so that way when it's streaming on the web, we can get it. We'll say like 800 by 480. And then for quality, we can change the quality if we want to, so it's not so great quality if we wanted that. We have a frame rate limit, focus mode. If we want security, we can add a login and password. You can select the port you want. You can even have your device listen to your audio. So if you want to be able to spy on what's going on, you also have the option, if you want to be really sneaky, you can disable notifications, prevent this to go to sleep. At the very bottom here, we have start server. So I'm going to run that. And right now what you'll see is the desk really up close, and it's a really exciting shot. Before we move this camera, though, move this actual device, you'll see the IP address, the internal IP address of your device. Have that information ready for you. This one, 10.1.140.4.163. So write that down somewhere. We're going to actually hook this up on a window over there. So let's do this. All right, so we happen to have a dock over here that you could use from a car. If you're wondering what kind of dock this is, we'll have a link at twit.tv/KH. We'd like to thank Liz for letting me borrow this. I'm going to close this up because it throws a lot of light. So if we go to my laptop, on my laptop, we have... What you would do is you go into the URL bar and you type in that IP address you had. And what you get, this is crazy, as long as you're on the same network as that device, you'll actually see this Android webcam server. And if I want to, I can say use JavaScript to update frames in browser. And now I can look outside without looking out the window. Yes, this seems crazy lazy because this happens to be within the same, 5 or 6 feet? But you can probably do this pretty much wherever you want. So you see the outside, we've got moving trees, we've got a breeze, you've got an idea of how that works. And that's just on the web, that's on the web browser side. So if you've got any device that has a web browser, you just need that IP address within your network to get that. But if you want to actually access your viewer on an Android device, you should try out an application called Tiny Cam Monitor Free. Now, I need to go get my phone back to show you how that works. Tiny Cam Monitor Free is another free application. And what it lets you do it lets you see other devices, other cameras on your actual Android device. So what I'm going to show you is another camera I've set up somewhere else at another house. Tiny Cam monitor free. So right now, you can actually manage a camera. And you can see you got lots of options here. So you can just add a camera. And what you would do is the same kind of thing. So if this is a second Android device, you would go ahead and put in your camera name, something you actually recognize later on. You can tell what kind of camera vendor. And you'll see that IP webcam for Android is one of the options. You'll put in your host name, your IP address that I showed you before. Make sure you keep that there. And you could also put in your username and password, so you don't have to do that every single time you're actually using this application. And let's go to a live view of my dogs at home. I don't know if you can see this very well. This is their room right now. You can see a little bit of green, and there's two little yellow blobs. You can hardly see them. I'll show you what that looks like right now on my web browser, because that's too hard to see. So we'll go back to the web browser on my laptop. So this is an actual live view at my house of my sleeping dogs. Now, I have tried to prod them by calling my home phone. They don't seem to respond to that. I don't know why they don't bother to do that, but they're not. So this is a live picture. Now, you're obviously seeing something different than what we've been showing you before. This is obviously showing you a camera available via the web. Now, to do that, you got to do some extra steps. I can't show you everything how to do that because I don't want people getting my IP address and messing with my system at home. What you do is you simply look up your IP address, your external IP address. Simple way to do that, go to Google, type in what's my IP address. You'll get that information. Then you'll have to go into your router and then actually set up port forwarding. Now, port forwarding can be a long topic. It's very, very in-depth. The best way to do that, go to portforward.com. They've got instructions for every single router that seems to exist at this point. At my router at home, I have an ASUS router, and I had to go in and set up a virtual server. And what that allowed me to do was I set a port, and that'd be port 80. I actually pointed that to the Nexus 7, which is at home, sitting on a step stool looking into the dog's room. And that would be like the internal IP address. Input the local port, which is 8080, and then selected TCP as the protocol. After adding that server, make sure you hit apply, because I was like, why isn't this working? Because it didn't hit apply. Hit apply, and then you're able to access that. So what you would do in a web browser or Tiny Cam monitor, what you would do is you actually put in the external IP address. That will hit your home, and then you'll be able to access that camera. Now, that's assuming your IP address doesn't change. That can change from time to time. So unless you're paying for a static IP address, which I seriously doubt you are, that could change. That can break. So just be aware of that. Now, we showed you where to put these cameras. Obviously, I put one of these cameras inside the house so you can see the dogs, or I can. Man, they're not doing anything. They're really lazy. Who knew? Anyway, I wouldn't suggest putting these cameras outside. I liked the mount we used there. I will have a link again at twit.tv/KH. Put it by, you know, the front window or something, the front door. Unless you want to build a device that is going to make this thing waterproof, I wouldn't suggest doing it, because otherwise you're leaving your phone out there. You got to keep it plugged in. You have to keep power. A whole bunch of stuff that makes it a little bit more difficult than simply leaving it in a window like over there. I think that's it. Is that it? That's it. Okay, that was fast. Edit this part out. Okay. That is it. All right. I'm sure there's lots of different ways you can do this. This was one of those challenges you guys wrote in. You're like, hey, I got an idea. I want to see how it's done. This actually worked. I was using a little bit more powerful machines than I think I recommend. If you're going to use an S4 or a Galaxy Nexus 7, the second generation, to be cameras, it might be a little bit ridiculous. But then again, those devices are about on par with the prices of some of these IP cameras you would buy. So remember that this is actually somewhat more cost-effective than buying those dedicated cameras. On top of that, if you guys want to know how to do an iOS version, I found that to be kind of expensive, but we'll have links to that, a guide for that, at twit.tv/KH. We'll have all our show notes there, all the instructions you need. I think starting at episode 6, there are show notes, full instructions starting at episode 6. For some reason, the first 5 weeks, I didn't bother to write too much, but you can get all the information you need there at twit.tv/KH. If you've got better ideas, if you've got other project requests, lots of ways to contact us. You can go to Google+. I love our Google+ page. gplus.to/twitkh. That's the quickest way to get to it. Over, I think it's over 3,000 people in there, constantly coming up with new ideas, figuring out projects together. Great way to connect with the whole community of people at Google+. There's also Twitter, always looking at the hashtag TwitKH. So if you got an idea, a question, throw it over there. Or you can do that old school email thing, knowhow@twit.tv. Send us an email, ideas, jokes, whatever you want. Praise, criticisms, I've seen it all. I actually do check the emails pretty much every day. So I have seen a lot of things. So keep writing in with everything you've got. Next week, I think what we're doing, we might be setting up a server or something even crazier. Or I'll let you know, somewhere on either Twitter or Google+. So definitely check out those places. And that pretty much does it for us this week. Now that you know how to turn your Android device into a spy cam, go do it.